Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. It's easy to experience this sort of frustration against the Israelites when they are continually complaining, right? We have this first reading from Exodus, and the Lord has led them from slavery to freedom, and then they're grumbling about what they have to eat and wishing that they were back in slavery because then they had plenty of bread to eat. And then the Lord provides manna, right? This bread from heaven. And then they're complaining that they want to eat flesh. And so then he gives them quail. And the Lord is continually providing. And it's really easy to look at the Israelites and first to see myself in them, right? Like the frustration I have with the Israelites in this passage is because I see so much of myself in them. But just to kind of shift the perspective a little bit, maybe it's a good thing that they're not satisfied, because they're not in right relationship with the Lord, right? There's still the struggle. And so maybe there's something good about the fact that they recognize that they're not satisfied and that they desire to be satisfied. Kind of makes me think about how the Lord says that it's better for you to be hot or cold than to be lukewarm. So they're complaining against Moses and they're complaining against the Lord, but maybe this is a good starting point. Like, we wish it were better, but you're here, so the Lord's going to use this. And he shows them how he can provide for them, how he offers them this bread from heaven, and how he hasn't abandoned them. And how their idea of freedom looks different than his idea of freedom, but he's fulfilling their desires one by one. And if they keep looking to him and keep asking him to satisfy their desires, he's going to satisfy the deepest longings of their heart. The problem comes in when they stop turning to the Lord, or when they stop thinking that they have desires that still need to be satisfied and that they're just okay. They're just lukewarm. And we see this seeking also echoed in the gospel today, which comes shortly after the passage that we read last Sunday. And so it's that the crowd continues to follow Jesus. And this is after the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. And they follow him. And there's this like question and answer section that happens where they keep asking him questions and he keeps responding. They ask, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" And he says, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." And then they say, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do?" And then they reference how their ancestors ate manna in the desert, which is kind of funny because not that long ago, Jesus just gave them bread and fish to eat. So he's already worked a sign for them, but they want something new. They want something else to be convinced of. They say, "Sir, give us this bread always." And he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And so there's this similarity. They're seeking, right? The Israelites are on this journey through the wilderness. The people in the gospel, they could go home, but they continue to follow him. There's something about the Lord that is intriguing to them. and they have these questions and they have this longing and they just received food and were filled, but they know that there's something more, right? They're not coming after him just because it's like, wow, that was really amazing bread, but there's something about him that is captivating. And while there is something frustrating about them saying, like, do another sign so that we can believe in you, there also is a reality that they want more than what they have. And that as soon as they settle and are okay with what they have and they're just complacent, that's the place where it's harder for the Lord to work. But these people are continuing to follow Jesus and continuing to show up. Like, he'll try to go away from them and then they'll show up again. And so they're seeking something more. And I think that seeking and that longing that is just naturally rooted in our hearts is the perfect starting place for the Lord. He is always seeking us, but unless I respond by seeking him, it's hard to begin to enter into relationship with him. And so this desire that they have at the end of the gospel, sir, give us this bread always. Give us always this bread of God, this bread from heaven that gives life. We always want it. And the Lord does. He gives us himself. And he remains present to us in many ways, but he remains present in the Eucharist so that he hasn't left us. And he's able to not just be present to us, but to come into us and to dwell with us and to be the one who nourishes us and who satisfies us and who provides for us. What are the ways that you are unsatisfied and are still seeking and longing for something more? And how might the Lord be desiring to use that longing as a way to enter into a deeper relationship with you? Let us pray. Lord, you provide over and over again. Scripture is just this continual display of the many ways that you provide for us in a super abundant way. When we don't deserve it, when we're doubting, when we're lacking in trust, you just continue to provide. Lord, show us these areas of longing and desire in our life that you desire to enter into. And grant us the grace to be able to entrust this lack or these areas of want and to believe that you can fulfill and you can satisfy our desires. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.